David's faith fails. Here he manifested a want of faith in God, and his sin resulted in the death of the high priest. Had the facts been plainly stated, Ahimelech would have known what course to pursue to preserve his life. God requires that truthfulness mark his people, even in the greatest peril. Doeg, chief of Saul's herdsmen, was paying his vows in the place of worship. At the sight of this man, David determined to make haste to secure another place of refuge. He asked Ahimelech for a sword and was told that he had none except the sword of Goliath, kept as a relic in the tabernacle. David replied, "There is none like that, give it me." David fled to Achish, king of Gath, for he felt that there was more safety in the midst of the enemies of his people than in the dominions of Saul. But it was reported to Achish that David was the man who had slain the Philistine champion years before. Now he who had sought refuge with the foes of Israel found himself in great peril. But, feigning madness, he deceived his enemies and thus made his escape. The first error of David was his distrust of God at Nob, his second, his deception before Achish. As trial came upon him, his faith was shaken and human weakness appeared. He saw in every man a spy and a betrayer. As he had been hunted and persecuted, perplexity and distress had nearly hidden his heavenly Father from his sight. Every failure on the part of the children of God is due to their lack of faith. When shadows encompass the soul, we must look up. There is light beyond the darkness. David ought not to have distrusted God. He was the Lord's anointed. If he had but removed his mind from the distressing situation in which he was placed and had thought of God's power and majesty, he would have been at peace even in the midst of the shadows of death. Among the mountains of Judah, David sought refuge. He made good his escape to the cave of Adullam, a place that with a small force could be held against a large army. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. The family of David could not feel secure, knowing that at any time the unreasonable suspicions of Saul might be directed against them on account of their relation to David. They had now learned, what was coming to be generally known in Israel, that God had chosen David as the future ruler of his people. They believed that they would be safer with him. In the cave of Adullam, the family were united in sympathy and affection. The son of Jesse could make melody with voice and harp. He had tasted the bitterness of distrust on the part of his own brothers, and the harmony that had taken the place of discord brought joy to the exile's heart. Many had lost confidence in the ruler of Israel, for they could see that he was no longer guided by the Spirit of the Lord. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, resorted to David, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. Here David had a little kingdom of his own, and in it order and discipline prevailed. But he was far from secure, for he received continual evidence that the king had not relinquished his murderous purpose. At a warning of danger from a prophet of the Lord, he fled from his hiding place to the forest of Herath. God was giving David a course of discipline to fit him to become a wise general, as well as a just and merciful king. Saul had been preparing to ensnare David in the cave of Adullam, and when it was discovered that David had left this place of refuge, the king was enraged. The flight of David was a mystery. Had traitors in his camp informed the son of Jesse of his design?